Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Fall Fest, and stepping towards energy resilience. Living overseas in a different country can be a rewarding yet challenging experience. Missing out on familiar holidays and traditions can at times make airmen and their families feel homesick or isolated. However, at Aviano Air Base, the 31st Force Support Squadron hosts events throughout the year for our Wyvern Nation to create a sense of community while bringing a taste of home to Italy.
This year, Aviano's annual Fall Fest will feature 3 full days of events for families and participants of all ages. Starting on Thursday, October 24th, the Dragon Fitness Center will host a Zombie Run 5K featuring a haunted running route, zombies, and costume contests for adults, children, and pets. On October 25th, the Alpine Golf Course will host a haunted Halloween-themed glow-in-the-dark golf tournament to celebrate the spooky season. And finally, on Saturday, October 26th, Fall Fest's main events will kick off with a trunk-or-treat for children, a costume contest, rides, entertainment, and much more. Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Hauser, 31st Force Support Squadron Commander, shares why events like Fall Fest are important for morale.
The importance of what we do here at Aviano cannot be understated, but sometimes serving overseas and abroad can sometimes be isolating, being far away from family and friends. So these events give us an opportunity to come together as Wyvern Nation and love, connect, and thrive amongst each other.
Hauser also adds that large events like Fall Fest are a great way to get involved with the base and the local community. I'm Airman First Class Zachary Jekyll, AFN News.
Stepping towards energy resilience. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Spencer Perkins. Sage Geosystems Incorporated has been awarded the first contract by the Department of the Air Force to develop a clean power plant technology demonstration project at an off-site test well in Starr County, Texas, in 2025. The contract was created to determine whether a power plant using geopressured geothermal systems, or GGS, can generate the clean energy needed for a base to achieve energy resilience. GGS's repurpose fracking technology and enable power plants to harvest heat energy from water in the fracture and through the pressure created by pumping water into the fracture. Kirk Phillips, director of the Air Force Office of Energy Assurance, says, "If this demonstration proves successful, it could pave the way for ensuring that national security needs are met by installations during critical emergencies." That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.